This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Vincent.
Young Vincent, it's always good to see you in here.
Oh, thank you. I'll ignore how patronizing that sounds. I'll take it as a compliment. Thank you.
It was meant completely in a patronizing way.
Well, I think I am turned on. Sorry, it's just my volume's a little low. You were making fun of his arthritis earlier, so I mean, it's
well,
not fair.
I made a comment
least
about
I
it.
Could do. Right.
Okay, old man Reitman.
Old man time. That's what they call me. But, you know, I do try to stay up to date with some things. Satire is one thing I love to keep up with. For years and years, I had the book of The Onion, The Onion's History of the World.
Oh, there's a bunch of Onion books they came out with.
Yeah. I was a loyal supporter, but then it just kind of, I don't know. They seemed to take a turn when they got acquired by, I'm trying to remember who bought them. They seem to kind of tilt to the left a little bit more than they had in the past.
Hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt. I remember who it was. It was Univision. Yeah. And they bought like a bunch of, I think they bought Gawker, The Onion, Deadspin. There's a series of sites. If you go to The Onion, if you go to The Onion site, it shows like their family of sites that they have, either at the very bottom of the page or somewhere, and you can see what they're all related to now.
That's okay.
So Univision, all right, that explains BuzzFeed's leftward turn.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Univision.
Well, Univision, I mean, I remember from Univision, I think it was Jorge Ramos or some reporter back when Trump was running back in the primary in like 2015 or 2016. There was some reporter who was being very, very rude to him and just like shouting out questions when he was speaking. And all he said was, go back to Univision. And there you go. Then yeah. So that's my experience of Univision.
I remember growing up seeing Univision on cable, Univision.
I remember that, too. It was always the channel I skipped because I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but there's beautiful women on that channel, though.
I never really thought it. Maybe I'm sort of racist. Maybe I only like, you know, if it's Scandinavian, you know, exercise videos, I would have been all over that. But apparently I draw the line. I don't like to admit that.
Does Univision own Telemundo? Is that the Spanish
channel? I don't think so.
I believe so.
That makes sense. There's what Teletoon, which is a French language one in Canada. So.
Huh. I did not know that. Well, as we're talking about The Onion, another site popped up that I think really blew The Onion out of the water, and that was the Babylon Bee. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm very familiar with the Babylon Bee.
So some people call this a right-wing version of The Onion. I don't know about that. I've always seen a lot of interesting things on the Babylon Bee that actually seem more of a libertarian. I suspect some libertarian is working at the Babylon Bee.
I don't know anything about the guy, but they are having a Babylon Bee editor speak at the Liberty Forum.
Interesting.
That's the Free State Project puts on a yearly convention in a hotel. I think it's coming up in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think he's the keynote. So they don't really have any big names this year, so he's like the big name, I guess.
Okay, if you're a Babylon Bee fan, that could be interesting.
Yeah, and you could probably test him and see if he's actually a libertarian, you know, ask him some libertarian questions.
From my experience, it seems pretty equal opportunity, and I think that's why it's so popular among people. I just typed it in the front. One of the front articles they have here is, "Everyone on the Internet awarded honorary degree in international affairs."
Perfect. So I always see them as pretty much picking on the left, the right, libertarians, supporting libertarian ideas, but then picking on libertarian ideas. So
good. That's what they should do it.
Well, when you say libertarian, do you mean just like anti-establishment or libertarian as in like pro-LP, you know, the party or pro-voluntarism? What do you mean by that? Because I see a lot of people, they refer to things as quote being libertarian when it's just anti-establishment.
Yeah, I see more than that. I mean, I've seen them post things that, you know, reference economics and Hayek and and Mises, and it's just kind of crazy. But they pick on Bush. Or excuse me, they pick on Trump. They pick on all the people on the left, all the people running for Democrat. I mean, who cares? The point is, it's satire. But this story comes to us from a website we really don't know anything about, but we did check Twitter to verify that this actually happened.
What's the website?
It's called LifeSite, LifeSiteNews.com. This story is titled "CNN Reporter Takes Aim at conservative satire site Babylon Bee for, quote, misinformation." Okay, if you're reading a satire website and you know it's satire, would you sit there and go, you're publishing misinformation? And wouldn't they just say, yeah, that's the point.
That's the fun. That's part of the fun.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they know, or at least it was, I forget the name of it. It was, what was the name of the CNN reporter? I mean, I've never heard of this person before.
Donny O'Sullivan.
So, okay, some Irish name. I mean, usually I'm familiar with the people at CNN, but I don't think they most likely knew it was, because this isn't the first time Snopes would, quote, fact check the Babylon Bee satire. And I mean, so many people these days, at least my age, and, you know, older too, all they do is look at the headline. They can't get past the headline. And, you know, Babylon Bee sounds like a ridiculous name, but to them, they probably, you know, don't know what Babylon is at all or the reference. So,
well, there's a Sacramento Bee. I mean, that's a respected newspaper by, I guess, people in Sacramento.
Oh, geez, never heard of it. But so, I mean, I doubt that they actually thought it was satire. I mean, I think some of these people are so stupid and they don't bother doing any research, but they most likely thought this was I shouldn't say legit news site, but I don't think it ever occurred to them that this was satire, because a lot of these people are humorless.
Well, Donny O'Sullivan did tweet, quote, "To put this in perspective, this is the same number of engagements from the top New York Times and CNN stories on Facebook had over the past week. A lot of people sharing this, quote, satirical, unquote, story on Facebook don't know it is satire." So that's what he's saying. The story in question, let's get into this. A CNN reporter expressed alarm on Twitter that Christian conservative satire site,
Christian conservative.
I've never...
Is it because Babylon is in the title and that's like got some Christian...
I don't know.
Well, yeah, Babylon is, at least in the book of Revelation, Babylon is what they describe as the, you know, the whore of Babylon. And Babylon is like the city that represents all like the evil and sin in the world.
So he expressed alarm on Twitter that Christian conservative satire site Babylon Bee was peddling, quote, misinformation in a stinging piece that had Democrats flying the American flag at half-mast in honor of a terrorist who had been targeted and killed by the U.S. military, referring to the execution, assassination, killing, droning of the Iranian military leader in Iraq earlier this week. Reporter Donny O'Sullivan, who notes on Twitter that he covers, quote, disinformation, unquote, for CNN. That seems like a sort of a built-in job. States on Twitter that he is concerned that more people were reading the Babylon Bee's satire about the death of terrorist Qassam Soleimani. That cannot be the way. I am obviously mispronouncing.
Soleimani, I thought that's what it was.
There you go. I'm going with yours. Titled, quote, "Democrats call for flags to be flown at half-mast in to grieve death of Soleimani." Then reports about the event put out by the New York Times and CNN. The article appeared after news came that the United States had killed Iranian General Soleimani in a drone strike in Iraq that congressional Democrats claim was unwarranted. In response,
so they're just mad because people were sharing the satire about this.
And I think
story is about.
Really what it's about is he's frustrated that more people shared the satire than actually shared the news.
Well, quote news when we're talking about CNN. I'd use that word very loosely when it comes to CNN.
Right. And more often, I think CNN is the one publishing satirical stories because I can't imagine that actually came out of someone's brain. 855 450 free. What do you think? Is satire free speech? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a really cool app. All you got to do is, you can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. How to connect to us. You'll use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone on your laptop, on your phone, anything. There's a client for every platform, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. The S in studio tonight is Chris.
It's Ian.
And Vincent.
We have been talking about this horrendous news that's coming out of the Babylon Bee. Some people are saying it's fake news. Like, the Babylon Bee does not tell the truth. Isn't that amazing? It's not a news site. It's a satire site. I don't think Babylon Bee has ever...
It says it, by the way, right at the top. The Babylon Bee, your trusted source for Christian news satire. So, yeah, I guess they do call themselves Christian satire. Does that mean they are Christian, or are they satirizing Christianity?
I don't know.
Can you do both? Can you both be a Christian and make fun of Christianity?
Certainly.
Well, from what I've seen from it, it doesn't satire like Christianity in of itself, like the Bible. What it does is satires like the people who call themselves Christians. Yeah, like it was. I just hear on the one of her latest articles, Sean Hannity, Joel Osteen, Unitarians. You know, I mean, so it's not like specifically targeting religion. It's, you know, targeting the people. And as I said, like, yeah, I don't know if I use this word too often. It's equal opportunity where, you know, I mean, I think it's a decent site that's, like, fair when they have right above the article making fun of Sean Hannity is making fun of Joe Biden.
Right.
And I think that's why so many people like it, because it isn't overtly, like, one side or the other. It's just, you know, what humor and satire is supposed to be. It's supposed to be universal towards everything.
Skewering everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what gets shared on social media are things that are funny. Why do you think people post stupid pictures of their cats doing stupid things? I mean,
because people want to laugh. They want to feel good. Right. They don't want to see stories about... This is why most people don't listen to news talk radio. This is why most people don't watch the news. They don't read the news. They don't want to see bad news. They don't want to see stories about people being assassinated.
Well, Donnie O'Sullivan feels that instead of laughing at the Babylon Bee, you should be watching CNN and get thoroughly depressed. You should watch about the United States. I don't know if they've called it an act of war, but it's an act of war when you take out the second in charge of another country. It's an act of war.
Oh, yeah. Everyone outside of the U.S. federal government will tell you that.
Well, if Mike Pompeo was assassinated by the Iranians, oh, you'd bet it would be an act of war.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And he's like ninth down in line.
Yeah, I think I probably should know this. I think he's the Secretary of State, so that's...
Wouldn't that be third?
I don't
know. Well, no, third is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
Oh, the
third.
Speaker, that's right.
Right.
Then fourth is Secretary of Defense. Then maybe it would be fifth?
I don't know.
I'm unsure.
I know he's not, like, waiting in the wings. He's not Alexander Haig. Do you guys remember that? Am I showing my age?
He was in the Reagan administration.
Yeah, I think he was. He might have been Secretary of State, but when Reagan got shot, he quickly got up in front of a microphone and said, "Don't worry, folks, I'm in charge."
This is the same guy who, I know who he is because of a famous quote, "Let them protest so long as they pay their taxes." That's attributed to Alexander Haig.
It doesn't sound unlike him.
Yeah.
Haig was very much a Reagan Republican. And a former general, so...
Secretary of State is fourth in the line, and it is Mike Pompeo.
Right.
Well, so there's a Vice President, Speaker of the House, which is Pelosi, President pro tempore of the Senate, and then finally Secretary of State.
Who's in line if aliens nuke Washington, D.C.?
It's whoever isn't in Washington at the time, I think. And I know this from, what was it, Battlestar Galactica, the 2003 version. Because I think somewhere it's like part of... first off, there's a continuity of government where if, let's say, the entire cabinet is taken out, then there's always going to be someone who's you know, who has the power, right? But I think somewhere I read that, like, one of these people has to be outside of, away from, like, a nuke blast range or something, just so something like that doesn't happen. I think there's, like, some series of Kiefer Sutherland where he's, like... Something obscure, like the Secretary of Agriculture or something, and everyone else in Washington dies from a nuke attack, and he's suddenly president.
See, we don't get just our news here from the Babylon Bee on Free Talk Live. We also go to Kiefer Sutherland.
TV shows, yeah. And obviously, right. The way to save a country is through torture. Any Kiefer Sutherland show, you know, you got to save, in order to save lives, you have to torture brown people.
But to come back to this reporter, Dory somebody? O'Sullivan?
From Donnie.
Sorry, I couldn't read it from here. Donnie O'Sullivan from CNN. Look, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're working for a dying industry. I mean, CNN was the first of its kind. Cable news network, right?
That
was
24 hours.
24-hour cable news. That was, you know, a new concept in 1988, I think.
A game changer at the time.
Yeah. So, and then since then, they have, they're waning in their relevance. There's not as many people that are subscribing to cable television. Period. Today, there's a lot of people who are cord cutters. They're out. And they're down, and MSNBC's down, and Fox News is down. I mean, just the total volume of viewers to all of these channels is on the way down. They're dying off. Literally, their audience is dying off in the same way that newspapers are losing audience.
Even websites now, these alternative news sites are starting to go down. I think it was Vice needed to be injected with cash from
really?
Disney. Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe
Disney
it was Vice.
Vice.
Yeah, I think they had to inject like $200 million or something into Vice to keep it propped up. A lot of these, well, it's like, you know, when Gawker got taken down by the Hulkster, it just sort of showed how these, you know, a lot of these news sites don't have as much money as one would think they do.
True. No, how could they?
We're going to go to the Discord where we've got Turd Ferguson. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yo, yeah, what up, guys? It's Turd Ferguson calling. Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. So let me give you a quick rundown of what I'm calling about. I'm calling about the Libertarian Party, actually.
Okay.
But I'm actually pretty worried about the Libertarian Party currently, because even though, I talk a lot of trash on them, and I get mad at them a lot, I do feel like I guess I am a libertarian technically, and I'm just worried because we got this great boost in voting, this great jump in voting in 2016. I mean, think what you want about Kerry Johnson, but he did get us that boost in votes in 2016. But
yeah, but it could have been a monkey. Shouting, screeching monkey that got more votes in 2016 because people didn't want Donald Trump and they didn't want Hillary Clinton.
The LP blew it, I think. They could have had someone better.
Yeah, if the LP had put a principled candidate forward, I think they would have done just as well, if not better.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you might be right about that. I don't know about that. But at least we got more votes than we ever had before. But I'm not sure.
But what's it worth?
Right.
What do you mean we?
Yeah. What is it worth if you got a vote from somebody who didn't understand what they were voting for?
We're going to hold you over.
That isn't worth jack.
Yeah, I don't know. Another political party, does that solve our problems? I know two doesn't work. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is it time for a third political party in this country? Or can Americans only handle two choices, Coke or Pepsi? This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting his order to kill a top Iranian terrorist was because he planned to attack a U.S. building.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious. Somebody died. One of our military people died. People were badly wounded just a week before.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president is in Ohio for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. And the House of Representatives passed a largely symbolic measure opposing further military force against Iran without congressional authorization. The resolution aims to stop the president from using military force unless it's to defend the U.S. or Congress votes to approve it. Another impressive day on Wall Street as the Dow surged 212 points to end the day at 28,957. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about, I'm not going to call it fake news. We're talking about satire. And people at CNN just freaking out because, for gosh sakes, the Babylon Bee, a satirical website, published a story that actually got more likes on Facebook and more retweets on Twitter than the actual news story did, having to do with the assassination by the United States of General Soleimani?
Yeah, you know, Muslims aren't allowed to eat pork, so I doubt it's salami.
I doubt that, too. But, man, when I put my mind to it, or more to the point, don't put my mind to it, I can seriously butcher some names. Stick around. But this guy, Donnie O'Sullivan with CNN, was freaking out because the Babylon Bee was getting all these hits, and they weren't going to CNN, you know, the trusted name in news.
Most trusted name in fake news.
Is that what they are?
Wow, surprise, when potential World War III is looming over people's heads, they'd rather go somewhere that can make them laugh.
Yeah, surprise. Why not? And do you really go? I get it. I get it. You know, and the only time I really seriously I'm in news mode is when I'm doing show prep for this show, you know, and that's usually once a day. I scan the headlines and see what absurd things the United States government has done. But other than that, you know, I just don't, I'm not like I was 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, where I was reading the headlines that were spoon-fed to me. I don't do that anymore. If I find something interesting, I'll dig into it, but I don't follow the same model that CNN and Donnie O'Sullivan wants me to follow, and I don't know who does. We're going to go back to Discord, where we've got Turd Ferguson on the line. Turd, you still there?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys keeping me over through the break.
So you were talking about the Libertarian Party, and, you know, the thought in studio is kind of like, well, they had a great opportunity. Ian, I think you're right. I think, you know, if they would have ran a principled libertarian, so we could actually get a libertarian point of view versus the neocon point of view, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, well, that's the way it used to be back when I became a libertarian, when they had a real libertarian candidate, Harry Brown, in the year 1996 and 2000.
Right.
And you know, they did all right in 2004 with Michael Bednarik, and ever since then, it's just been terrible. Bob Barr, the former Republican congressperson, I think from Georgia,
yeah,
war hawk, drug war hawk, they gave him the nomination in 2008. That was the year I resigned from the party in disgust. Gary Johnson is maybe a smidgen better than Bob Barr.
But Bill Weld was a lobbyist for Raytheon. And
then Bill Weld is the vice presidential candidate they had last year, the former Republican governor, so-called.
He's done with Republican. He was, I'm a libertarian for life, and I'm never going back to the Republican Party.
And then he rejoined the Republican Party shortly thereafter. Yeah. And don't forget how he promoted Hillary Clinton from his campaign platform. He would be interviewed by CNN. And other places as well, and just talked about how great Hillary was. And it was bewildering to me.
A never Trumper. Yeah.
So,
well, listen,
what about it, Turd?
Well, first of all, I never defended Bill Weld. I even on the times that I would defend Gary Johnson, I never defended Bill Weld. I always thought he was a statist and thought that he had no place in the libertarian ticket. Let me say that. But I think that regardless, and even if you think Gary Johnson, you know, was a really poor candidate, statistically, the graph went up as far as people voting libertarian in 2016.
But what is that worth? Right. I asked you that before, right when we were going to the break. What is that worth?
Yeah.
Somebody voting libertarian because it's not Republican or Democrat?
I'll tell you. So it's worth the ballot access if that's what you care about. If you care about advancing the Libertarian Party, it's at the very least worth keeping the Libertarian ticket on the ballot in all 50 states.
But did Johnson come close to cracking the percentage necessary?
Well, it's different in every state, so right. I don't know what the different rules are across. I see what you're saying there. But that's a pretty high price to pay. You know, you're not actually garnering awareness for the ideas of liberty. You're just promoting a candidate.
Well, you could start with you know, the quote-unquote diet libertarianism, and then once they hear about the non-aggression principle,
couldn't really explain what it was.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever even tried, and you're right about that. But I think there are some people, yes, that got on board in 2016 and probably do now.
I think a lot of people got on board in 2008 and 2012 with Ron Paul running as a Republican.
Sure. We still hear about people finding freedom through Ron Paul.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing has made me... I appreciate the Libertarian Party for trying to challenge, if nothing else, trying to put a challenger up against a two-party system that is rigged. It is, without a doubt, the most rigged political system, as far as I know, in the world. I think our system, for all our talk about freedoms and everything else, this whole thing is just... crap.
I don't think it's impossible what you're saying, Turd, that someone could have, you know, found the libertarian movement through Gary Johnson and sort of moved on from there and discovered the principle of non-aggression, the idea that it's not okay to use violence to achieve your political or social goals. I think that could have happened. I just have yet to meet that person. That's not to say that won't happen in the future,
right.
But I can't tell you how many people I've met who have told me, yeah, Ron Paul's 2008 or 2012 campaign was what started me out and, you know, down this road, and that just hasn't happened yet with Gary Johnson. Not saying it won't. It could.
Hey, Turd, thanks for the call. We're going to stay on the phones and go to Larry in Indianapolis. Look, bear with me, Larry. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, the libertarians ain't going nowhere. I know I tried to run as a libertarian one time. They rebuked me and turned me away.
Well, that's good, because you don't belong in the Libertarian Party, Larry. All the best.
I don't want to go there, but hey, check this out. You know how the political correctness is destroying this country?
It's one of the things. I'd say it's destroying the discourse in this country, absolutely.
It certainly is. It's gabling everybody's mouth. And you know who predicted it? George Wallace, in his speech about the Civil Rights Act of 1964, just like the Patriot Act, a penal code. Not anything remedial about it, but here's what it does. He said it was a hoax, a fraud, and a sham. And he said sometime in the future, this will make it so that you won't even be able to speak your mind, because every word you say will be a booby trap to make you lose your job or be threatened of your position if you make any kind of comment. Nowadays, they have African-Americans so hipped up on political correctness that if some black child hears somebody call them a Negro or the N-word or something, they go in fetal position and act like right. They're so hurt. People are losing their jobs.
Sticks and stones.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, just saying sticks and stones.
It's so that nobody wants to hire a colored person. Because why? Because they're afraid that if somebody says a slang language, one of my favorite sports announcers, Bob Lamy, he mentioned the N-word in a statement, talking trash, right? And this one colored sports announcer turned him in, and they fired him after he had been with our team for over 30 years. So I think political correctness, that's one of the things that's going to destroy this country. And if you want to hear about it, anybody out there, just go to PBS.org and get George Wallace's speech, The Civil Rights Act of 1964, a hoax, a fraud, and a sham.
Thanks a lot for your call, Larry. I appreciate it. 855-453. Yes, Larry is one of our African-American fans.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in there's no such thing as a free lunch, 855-450-3733. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There's no ID requirement to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. In studio, it's Chris, Ian, and Vincent, and we have been talking about the Babylon Bee, your finest, I'm not going to say finest news source, I'm going to say a better source of news than CNN. And yes, I am using the word news, because when you go there, you'll see on the headline that it's not news, it's satire. They're just poking fun at things. But Donnie O'Sullivan of CNN, he got all bent out of shape, really not about the fact that they published a satirical story, but the fact that more people were reading the satirical story and sharing the satirical story than were sharing anything about the actual story itself. He was parroting, this was from a retweet. He had retweeted a lady named, Cindy Otis, who is a former CIA officer, and she, of course, is writing a book about, you know, how to identify fake news. So this is what she's bringing to the table. And just, you know, talking about this epidemic, everything is an epidemic. Vaping's an epidemic.
It sounds more serious.
Yeah, it does.
You call it that.
So it must be an epidemic.
Don't forget the word crisis. They also like crisis.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Who was it?
Every politician ever.
Yeah, I know. But famously, Rahm Emanuel.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Absolutely. But yes, and they have really been portraying fake news. It's a crisis. It's of crisis level. But satire is not fake news. It's a joke.
But for them, it's a crisis because it's undermining and eroding their credibility, right? Because, I mean, the worst thing you could do to an institution to discredit it is to make fun of it, especially if it's if its behavior is easily mockable or mockable. I'm just going to make up the word. And, I mean, it makes sense that you have this CIA, you know, agent writing his book about fake news, because it's the CIA and U.S. Intelligence agencies that are behind, was it Operation Mockingbird, where you have intelligence agencies literally creating fake news. You could look it up. It's been, I believe it's been declassified, Operation Mockingbird, where you would have these CIA liaisons in entertainment and news organizations. What was it like? Anderson Cooper is like the face of CNN, and he interned with the CIA before he joined CNN. They have people like John Brennan, who is a former, he was Obama's head of the CIA, and he's one of these commentators and such. And so, I mean, the intelligence assets are very deeply embedded into the so-called mainstream news now.
Yeah, in response to Cindy Otis, an author and former CIA officer who worried that Republicans on Facebook were circulating the satirical article as if it were a legitimate news story. Really, were they? Quote, to put this in perspective, this is the same number of engagements the top New York Times and CNN stories on Facebook had over the past week. Well, that's interesting. It's probably, the Babylon Bee probably had more hits on their satire than all the stories of last week from two of the biggest traditional news organizations. That doesn't surprise me.
But it's great news for them, and sure. This is also great publicity for them. They ought to be thanking CNN for this coverage.
O'Sullivan added, quote, a lot of people shared this, quote, satirical story on Facebook. Don't know it's satire, unquote. He appeared to suggest that the Babylon Bee was less than...
That may be true.
Yeah, it may have been.
I mean, that's a good satire story, has the ability to get spread in a way that people are ignorant, that, you know, they're actually spreading satire. Who cares?
And it's not the Babylon Bee's fault if people are or gullible enough to believe it. That's why I remember when, I think it was The Onion at one point had to put in somewhere visible on the side that this is satire, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah,
because
you used to have to go to the About page and, like, really read it before you could...
And it ruins the joke by forcing them to do that.
But the Onion was an international news source. I mean, they would. I can't remember how many times the Chinese press was publishing Onion stories. This is going back to the 1990s, early 2000s. Just because it sounded almost plausible that, you know, somebody in America could be doing some insanity.
By the way, according to Alexa, which is Amazon's website ratings system, not particularly scientific, but still interesting, TheOnion.com is ranked at 8,009, meaning that it is the 8,009th most popular internet website globally.
Okay.
And Babylon Bee is at 15,237. So it's probably been gaining,
right?
Would be my guess on The Onion. But it's not quite there yet.
And can you pull up, like, CNN, for example?
Oh, yeah.
CNN, I think it's on, like, one of the top 10, maybe?
I would think.
No. Really? I can't imagine.
At least from when I looked it up.
They are sort of international.
Number 99.
99. Okay, so top 100. All right, somewhat close. Because, you know, their articles are, like, you know, schools and colleges, some colleges, they use, you know, they view CNN as being a legitimate source, much to their detriment. So, understandably, we get passed around, right? You don't have CNN articles being taken down or censored by Facebook for being fake news, even though they might print. What was it? CNN recently lost that, or not lost, but they settled that libel suit with Nicholas Sandman. So, I mean, gee, great source there, teachers.
Yeah. We're going to go back to the phones where we've got Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
This morning, I went out to meet presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
Did you get $1,000? Is he just handed $1,000 out to people that show up at his events?
No, he's only promising them $1,000 a month.
I want $1,000.
Me too.
Well,
I would have showed up, Tom.
when you about 60 people, and when you talk about the Free State Project, one of the things you got to remember is that you're talking about the state of New Hampshire, which has the first in the nation primary and all the candidates.
The Free State Project, for listeners that don't know, is a migration of libertarian-minded people coming to the to New Hampshire.
So I set him up with a test question during the Q&A period, and I've set up Free Talk Live hosts on the air with this one, too.
Oh, come
and
on.
It was, which
Got
amendment
to
the United States Constitution gives you the right to freedom of assembly?
That's the First Amendment.
Well, then you don't get the right.
Yeah,
amendment.
None of them
give you the rights.
And he fell for that one, and I had to set it straight because it's important to remember that the Constitution does not give us that right. It's not a gift from the government.
That's right.
It's like buying you own a house and you hire security guards to protect it, and then you're being told you should be grateful that the security guards gave you that house when it's just their job to protect it. But
it's a good point, Tom, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
Can I point out that afterwards, when you go up to take selfies, I told them, you know, listen, a lot of people resisted freeing the slaves, because I brought up the issue of zoning restrictions at a previous one of his meetings, and I thought a lot of people resisted freeing the slaves, and a lot of people lost everything when the slaves were freed, just like with zoning restrictions. But if you give everybody $1,000 a month without abolishing the zoning restrictions, it's all going to go straight into higher rents. You know, because people will be trying to compete against each other.
What was his response?
I mean, you got to have a place to live. It's,
what was his response?
And he says that part of his plan is to come up with other options for housing that don't involve necessarily renting and stuff like that.
Oh, you can take other people's houses and give them to other people so they get free housing plus $1,000. I think he's got my vote. Tom, thanks for your call. I think Andrew Yang's he's on to it. He's the one who is grasping. He is grabbing the giveaway free stuff. He's grabbing it by the horns.
And he's being honest about it, too. It's not saying, oh, we're going to forgive your student debt. No, he's just saying, we're going to give you straight up $1,000.
Give me cash.
I respect that a lot of them.
It's going to be in small bills.
Hashtag Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. We're going to talk more about Andrew Yang because I want to. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.